Well, mostly all of the production and warehouse staff are on the award rate or more. Standard starting pay is whatever is specified in the relevant award. Basically, once you've been here for a while, say 12 months, you can qualify for a raise. At the start of the year, I sit down with the production manager, the production supervisor and the store supervisor, look at all the pay rates and consider whether anyone deserves a raise. The way we're going, though, I can't see anyone getting a raise next year. We don't make the decisions on pay rises for the production and warehouse workers public information. But I guess the people find out over time, because I've heard that some workers weren't happy that they hadn't qualified for a raise last year or this year. The staff in the corporate area and admin are generally employed on individual contracts as negotiated at the time of appointment. The exception here is the administration team and my PA. The girls are paid award minimum rates of pay. The marketing and sales reps are paid on a base pay plus commission, typical base pay plus commission. Last year, I guessed that the commissions accounted for approximately 25% of the total pay of the sales reps. It's been hard to try to develop a suitable reward system for the sales manager or the retails manager or the other managers for that matter. At the moment, we review managerial salaries annually, and this tends to involve negotiation of merit pay raises, to base pay and merit pay bonuses, depending on the performance of the area of responsibility, depending on how I assess that they are going. Look, yeah, the pay arrangements in the corporate and sales area are far from perfect. There's a bit of competitiveness between the sales reps. A couple of them feel hard done by because they feel that they get the tougher regions and customers to work with. As a result, the sales team doesn't really work as a team at all. And the sales manager, Ian, has a big job at trying to hold things together. Our sales assistants in the shop are all employed on a casual basis and they receive a flat hourly rate of pay. This seems to work for us. The retail operation is pretty new and most of the sales assistants are pretty new as well. They're still relatively enthusiastic, although I sense that their enthusiasm is starting to wane. I don't know. Maybe we should look at that too.